little frustrated. Fans are frustrated. Let's start with the running game. 2 weeks,
yes.
75 total yards. What's going on?
I mean, obviously I think the opportunities that we were given to run the ball, man, we moved the chains, you know. I think we were successful in running the ball. But, you know, obviously when you get down a little bit, you got to start passing the ball to kind of catch up. And I think that's just what happened.
But you were up. It's not like you were down. You were up. You're up 7-0.
We continue running the ball, but obviously, you know, we have some penalties that kind of put you back. And, you know, when you got penalties, you got to make up that yardage by passing the ball. So, you know, I think, you know, we started the game well running the ball, and then the opportunities that we did have, you know, I'm not sure how many yards a carry it was, but,
2.8. We only got 2.8 per carry, Morgan.
I think, you know, we had some explosive runs. You know, obviously, you know, Dallas is a great team. They got a great defense. And, you know, we got to continue just figuring things out, and we got to continue just playing ball. It takes all 11 players on the field on the offense to run the ball. You know, it takes the receivers to block the right people. It takes the running back to run hard, and it takes the offensive line to block as well. So we just got to continue getting these schemes together.
All right, let's talk about you specifically in the right side, right? The holding penalties have been plaguing everybody. I know you guys have been complaining about it. I want your take sort of on the calls. And I know last week you alluded to it. You said that you feel like you guys have been targeted. I think Jay's even alluded to it. And frankly, Morgan, I don't get it. I don't know what you mean. Why would you guys be targeted?
There's been tapes where we've been on so-called teaching tapes of the NFL, of techniques that we use that are banned and things like that. And, you know, when, quite frankly, when you look at around the league, everybody does the same thing that we do. So, you know, obviously, you know, the holding calls are holding calls. And obviously they have stressed in the preseason that they're going to call more holding calls. And,
what specifically are you guys doing you're being taught that the league is not allowing?
Well, it's just certain techniques that everybody across the league uses, which not just us, that everybody uses across the league. And
what, grabbing
reason,
the pads,
you know,
grabbing inside the pads, it seems like?
Yeah, and, you know, and those are one of the things where, like, hey, like, all the offensive linemen in the league, they do that. Everybody in the offensive league do that. If a lineman tells you he doesn't hold, then he's lying.
Right.
But, you know, obviously we're standing out a little bit more than everybody else. And, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where it's, you know, it's as an offensive lineman, what do you do? You know, obviously you can't go out there and block a guy, you know, with no hands. You know, it's one of those things, man, and you know, obviously they have stated this offseason that they want to enhance some of the holding calls and stuff like that, and this is why you have to replay on the pass interference and stuff like that, and so it's all around, man. You know, everybody, now that you can challenge plays, you can challenge, you know, holding calls and all this stuff, man, it's making it, you know, it's making it a little difficult for guys around the league, and it's not just us. I mean, I looked at the game last night, the Eagles and the Falcons, and there were several holding calls that were called that, quite frankly, from an offensive line standpoint, we don't think it's holding. But, you know, we were taught you get your hands inside, you know, that's a clean block. And obviously they see something different. And, you know, it's hard to move forward as an offense when you're in first and 15 or first and 20 and second and 20. So it just kind of diminishes the whole thing.
So if that's the case and you guys feel like, you know, you guys are playing legal and they're calling, what are you guys doing to adjust it in practice? Have you changed anything in practice?
You know, we're trying to be as clean as possible. You know, we work on our techniques. Obviously, we have one of the best offensive line coaches in the league. And, you know, we send plays in every week. We send plays in every week to the NFL to get questions on what is clarified as a holding and things like that. And, you know, and they come back with their answers, and sometimes they're like, hey, like, this isn't a holding call. Sometimes they're like, hey, your hand was a little outside, or the quarterback was rolling to the left or to the right. You need to release the guy. And so it's those things where, like, you know, as an offensive lineman, obviously you're blocking, and the quarterback's behind. You don't know where he's moving and stuff, and it's, you know, you get caught up in 50-50 thing. And a lot of times you look at it like that lineman's not even making the play. And, you know, it's just one of those things, man. But, you know, obviously, like I said, man, it's something that's going on around the league, and we have to adjust because for some reason we're out in the spectrum. So
it seems like the right side, I don't mean to hammer you, Morgan, but it seems like the right side is getting called more and struggling more than the left side. Is that fair?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think this is all together. I mean, we've had holding penalties across the line. I mean, I don't know if, you know, because of who's on the right side. You know, you got, you know, Brandon Sheriff, who's a all-pro guard, and they're watching him or they're watching me, whatever the case may be. Obviously, they have line judges, and, you know, obviously we stated all yesterday that the Dallas Cowboys were lining up in the neutral zone every play, and, you know, obviously they didn't see it. But anytime you got a defensive lineman that's covering the ball and it's blatantly, you can see him off sides, you know, it's one of those things, man. You just, like Coach Callahan tells us, man, hey, just keep on playing. You can't worry about the refs. You just got to figure it out and adjust. But, you know, at the same time, man, it's frustrating for us as well because, you know, we work our tails off to make sure we're playing in the rim of the game.
So for a second week in a row, you guys got off to a good start and you go up 7-0. We've been saying all morning here on this show, and I'm sure you probably disagree, but we just said, look, Dallas top to bottom, 1-46 is a better roster. Now, that doesn't mean you guys shouldn't be in the game. You guys obviously had opportunities. What was the feeling in the locker room after the loss?
Obviously, you don't want to lose any game. Every game is important, and especially this one because, you know, it set us back in the division 0-2.
Right.
And you want to win every game, man. And I'm not going to sit here and say Dallas has the better roster. No, hell no. We dress the best 53 guys, 46 guys every Sunday, and I believe in everybody that runs out that tunnel. You know, we just have to capitalize on the opportunities, and it doesn't take coaches to take that. We just need guys to make big plays, you know. If your number is called, you know, you got to make the big play, and we have to make the more big plays. They made bigger plays than us on Sunday. That was the difference of the game, and we just have to be we have to look ourselves in the mirror and say, hey, what can I do better? What can I do to put us over top? And whatever it is, making a play, a big play downfield, a 50-50 ball, running through some broken tackles to get the extra 5 yards or whatever it is, we have to figure that out.
We're joined by Redskins right tackle Morgan Moses. Rough starts to the second half in both games so far this season. In week one against the Eagles, 12-play, 75-yard drive that resulted in a touchdown. Yesterday, basically the same thing, coming out of the half, 9-play, 75-yard drive, touchdown by the Cowboys. How demoralizing is it for you watching that on the sideline when, you know, hopefully you've made some sort of halftime adjustments, had, you know, speeches from the coaches at halftime, and then the other team just hogs the clock and goes down and scores immediately in the first two halves of the first two games?
You know, I just look at it like, hey, they came out and, you know, whatever game plan they adjustments they made, and they went down and scored. And I looked at it like, hey, man, our offense, we have to go back and score. We have to help our defense. And, you know, and we did that. I think we went down the field and we scored and we got the ball moving and things like that. And obviously, you know, we just got to find ways to make explosive plays. We got to find ways to jump off the tape, you know, because, you know, the 5-yard catches, the 7-yard catches are not good enough right now for us. So we have to start winning the explosive play category, you know. And we'll figure ways. You know, the good thing about – the lovely thing about football, man, you get another Sunday, another Monday, Thursday, whatever it is, to play again. And, you know, we have to put our foot forward because we have a great opponent coming up on Monday.
What is your take on the defensive – we're talking to Morgan Moses. What is your take on the defensive struggles? You go against these guys every day in practice. A lot of us thought that they'd be a top 10 defense. Some people thought they could approach a top 5 defense. Now, you've played two great opponents offensively in the first 2 weeks, so maybe it's not fair, but just haven't been able to make enough stops. To give you guys a real chance. What are you seeing defensively? Is it simply, you know, missing Jonathan Allen for the last 7 quarters, or is it more than that?
You know, obviously Jonathan Allen is a hell of a football player, and it's the reason why he wears a C on his chest every Sunday. You can't replace a guy like that. You can't replace a caliber guy like that. So getting him healthy is very important. On the other hand, I look at it as what can we do as an offense to keep our defense off the field to help them out. You know, anytime you get a 12-play drive, it kills your defense because they're out there tired, they're out there playing, and we can't go out there and get a three and out and turn them back on the field and be on the field for another 12 plays. So we have to figure out on our side, the defense will correct themselves. They have great players. They have great leadership over there. They have great coaching. And Minuski, we see those guys every day. They're talented, and they'll figure it out. You know, I know we have some great leadership over there. But for us, this is how can we extend the plays for ourselves on the offensive side so we can keep our defense off the field so they can go out there and be refreshed and not be out there 12 plays and then turn around, we get a three and out, and they go out there for another 8 plays. So that just catches up with you. You know, obviously we know Jonathan Allen is missing. He's a big part, vocal part and physical part of the football team. And, you know, it's our job, too, to make sure, you know, the offense is moving forward so they can get a rest as well. So we just got to find ways to make explosive plays in all three phases of the game, special teams, offense, and defense.
What was your takeaway on the Cowboys' defense? They have a great linebacking core. DeMarcus Lawrence is one of the better pass rushers in the league. What did you think of their D?
Every divisional game we play we said it to ourselves. Every divisional game we're going to play is going to be down to the wire. It's going to be down to that fourth quarter. And, you know, they have a great defense over there. They, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence, obviously, he's proven. They run a lot of stunts in games. And I think as an offense, man, we did really well picking up the – I mean, I think they had one sack out of 40 passing attempts. So I think, you know, we just got to keep on moving forward. We got to take the positive and leave the negative. We got to move forward. We got to take those negatives and obviously correct them so we don't make the same mistakes. But also we got to move forward and say, hey, look, man, we can't dawn on this too much. We got the Bears coming in on a Monday night prime time, and we got to be ready for that.
What does Morgan Moses do during the week when you have off days and off time?
There is no off days. You know, you got to go in and get rehab. You got to take care of your body. You got to make sure yourself, you're your own business. So you got to make sure you're good and you're ready to roll. So, you know, obviously go in there, correct and watch the film, get that done with and start moving on to the Chicago Bears.
Morgan, what was your take on AP? So in week one, you were obviously upset. A lot of veterans were upset that he wasn't dressed. They need to go to him in week two, but really the production isn't that much different than what Darius gave you in week one. They got Smallwood involved. They got Thompson involved.
Sims.
It didn't seem like AP was a huge part of the game plan, even though he did start. What was sort of your take on how he was used?
Well, like I said, man, I think we did well capitalizing on the plays that we were able to get him the ball. You know, the rushing attack obviously wasn't what we wanted it, but at the same time, when you get down, you gotta throw the ball. When you get penalties, you gotta throw the ball. You can't sit there and run 13 duo when it's first and 20. You know, it just that doesn't work. You gotta throw the ball. So, you know, we just gotta do a better job of putting ourselves in positions, getting out of these penalties. And that's on both sides of the ball. You know, we have some significant penalties on both sides of the ball, and we have to get rid of that and play cleaner football, whatever it takes, you know, whatever it means, you know, figuring out what the refs are looking for so we can clean it up and just be professionals and play football. Because when you break down the film, we're not that far apart. I mean, you know, obviously they got the win, but when you look at when we look at the film as a team, you know, we're going to look back and say, hey, there's some opportunities that we could have capitalized on it that we didn't. And we have to do that.